You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Ryan Argentieri, founder of DaydreamingNeedsDeadlines.com, an online incubator and training program to help people bring new ideas and businesses into the world. Ryan, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Eric. It's a pleasure.
Now, you're more than welcome. The pleasure is ours. So tell us, why Daydreaming Needs Deadlines and what is this all about?
So I know it can sound trite to some, but I've found it to be very true that a failure to plan is a plan to fail. So to me, Daydreaming Needs Deadlines is all about attitude mixed with accountability. I've seen it for myself and for a lot of others that it can be easy to get caught up in brainstorming and then to never move beyond that point. So what I do is help people develop first an unshakable mindset, then create a strategy to support their goals, and craft a plan suited for them and their market or industry. So this came from watching people have problems, complaints, or, of course, big ideas, but then they would get busy, and so those launches and big dreams would get pushed to the side, which is, of course, life happens, and we all have things we need to deal with, but in the end, usually those delays are because you're afraid to do something, that the risk or putting something new into the world can be overwhelming. But when you decide what you want and then create a plan to get there, you eliminate the possibility for resistance, procrastination, and second-guessing, all of which can derail your progress.
Now, I understand your first big solo venture was an e-commerce company, LilaMae.com. What were your biggest takeaways and learnings from that experience?
Where to begin? I would say first that it is possible to seek too much outside advice and to then ignore your own instincts. When we started, I had done lots of training. I had been in formal business school, worked inside startups, studied digital marketing, et cetera. So it wasn't like I was unprepared or lacked confidence, but I did listen to advice and take direction that I really didn't agree with, and there was definitely a cost associated with that. The second would be the importance of staying focused. At the time, we started to deviate from our original plan, and then eventually that got eroded and abandoned altogether. So I think a lot of times entrepreneurs or visionaries allow themselves to get distracted by opportunities or start to focus on the competition and pay maybe too much attention to what others might say or think, which is always dangerous. It's easy for it to happen, but it's dangerous for growth, and I think for brand integrity. And the last piece I would say would be to be prepared for an outcome that you might not have expected when you started. So for us, we thought for sure we would take on a lot of investment dollars and then develop our own product line. And in the end, we went a completely different direction, found a great partner, and decided to join forces with them. So there's always something good that comes with an unexpected course.
Ryan, if you had to give someone who dreamed of starting their own business or achieving an ambitious goal one piece of advice, what would that be?
So this is easy for me because I know without a shadow of a doubt that it's to take action every day and do something to advance your goal or come closer to your dream every day without any exception. So it could be spending 15 minutes on refining your plan or taking 5 minutes to reach out to people in your network or introduce others to your idea. Whatever it is, staying in action creates this shift in your subconscious mind towards the possibility of success and helps steer you away from negativity or more pessimistic thoughts. So just like any new habit or behavior, when you stick to it and decide to be committed to making it happen, you're really a lot more likely to be successful.
There's some good advice right there. Today we're joined by Ryan Argentieri, founder of DaydreamingNeedsDeadlines.com, an online incubator and training program to help people bring new ideas and businesses into the world here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, you've worked in both large corporate settings and startups and love both cultures. What are the best of each in your experience?
So I'm big on processes and standard work, which is part of why I do have a love for deadlines. And I was lucky to learn about operational efficiency in the corporate world. I was inside of a manufacturing company that was really big on continuous improvement across all areas of its business functions. And I really saw that that made a difference, not just for bottom line profitability, but also in culture and how people work together. So I think that was really great and has been really powerful for me. And conversely, in startups and small businesses, it can either be too easy to get kind of caught up in trying to have like one way of doing things in order to stay in control and kind of keep people in check, or conversely, to just abandon process altogether and fly by the seat of their pants, which, you know, even if you have a small team, it can really cause confusion for people. People like to have clear expectations and know what's expected of them. And in the end, it really leads to performance issues and productivity problems. So I love the freedom that entrepreneurship affords us and the importance of trying new things and continuing to kind of throw paint at the wall. But when that isn't kind of checked, then it can create a lot of chaos. So everything in moderation. I talk about this a lot on my site and in my programs, but that there's a place and time for systems and processes, and that you really just have to find what works for you and then go with it.
Certainly understand that. And lastly, what personal event has made the biggest impact on your professional career and on your business focus?
I'm going to go personal here. So I have experienced a fair amount of tragedy in my life and have also faced several significant health challenges. And for me, what I've learned is that we live in a really busy world, and it's easy to get caught up in the rat race and lose sight of what's important. And it's also really easy to lose yourself and become someone that you really aren't, or to try and just please or impress others. So when you go through some kind of crisis or lose someone you love, you're really forced to prioritize what matters, which has helped me have the courage to continue to dream big and go after the things that I get really excited about, but also that really scare me. And really, a health challenge is no different than what we face in our professional or business lives. And what we have to do is keep our heads held high and stay the course, no matter how rocky or kind of rough the road can be. And for me, once I really got that lesson and was able to find the silver lining in everything that happened, I stopped seeing things as being good or bad and just really started seeing every obstacle as an opportunity.
Well, I can't thank you enough for sharing that from the heart, and certainly can take away some golden nuggets just from that response. Thanks for that. What can folks expect when they visit DaydreamingNeedsDeadlines.com?
So they will get some access to several free resources and trainings from me. I have a few specifically targeted to breaking through resistance and achieving your goals quickly, like some mindset shifts and behavioral shifts. And I also provide a framework to help you move through the idea to implementation. And then, of course, I have more advanced offerings that really get into the day-to-day nitty-gritty to make your dreams come true.
Well, I think this is absolutely awesome what you've created. Ryan, thanks so much for taking a moment out of your busy schedule to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to an opportunity to speak with you in the future.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for all you guys do, too.
And thank you for that. We've been speaking with Ryan Argentieri, founder of DaydreamingNeedsDeadlines.com, an online incubator and training program to help people bring new ideas and businesses into the world. And once again, it's DaydreamingNeedsDeadlines.com. And this is Eric Guy, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.